both three key things out of what you said. Not necessarily the three key things you wanted me for. At least one was an offhand quip. I wasn't sure a part of what you wanted to say. First thing he said was, and this is a direct quote, "I'm not interested in what's possible for you." I understand why you said that, but I found that important. The second thing was, there's no tradition of publishing among the people that you're trying to reach. And the third thing is, they could do blogs, but they don't. Well, so the first part of the message is, nothing is ever going to get simpler than blogs for publishing. And therefore, it's not a technological issue. Right? So, and then the second thing is, and this relates to, I was talking a little bit about this in Adelaide, and it didn't really show up in the slides because of one of these digressions that I made. We have this idea that writing is somehow separate from doing. We have this idea that learning is somehow separate from doing, and that learning is somehow separate from writing, that all of these things are separate, so that if you want these people to write, it's some kind of task over and above what you're doing. And in fact, the word publishing really suggests this, right? So...
You're
going
to do
this
well.
What do you want? Any sort of sharing. But now, these people are working constantly all day, sometimes into the evening. And a great deal of the work that they're doing involves either the consumption or production of information. In fact, that practically is your job. So the problem isn't that they're not producing stuff. The problem is the mechanism for collecting what they're producing is separate from the mechanism in which they produce. So, you know, to simplify it grossly, it's a logistics problem. Mm-hmm. Right? The gross simplification. But
so we need a Kazaa for education that distributes all the stuff on their document file.
Well, yeah, it's not a technological problem, right? Kazaa is just another thing, but you're on the right track. But we come back to the first thing, which was, I'm not interested in what's possible for you, right? Because to me, this is the whole key, right? Because I'm busy, too. You know, I'm as busy as anyone, right? But what I did, because I do these kind of things, I set myself up a little system whereby in the course of doing whatever it is that I do, I create information which I can then share. Right? And this isn't like a tacit systems approach where, you know, they scan the email going by and grab it onto it. This is all completely in my control. But it's called a blog these days. It didn't start out that way. But when I first started doing this many years ago, all this was my mechanism for keeping track of what I read and where it was, because I forget. That's a terrible memory. I have a good memory, but it's really short. And so that's all it was. And it sort of evolved, right? So now, these people are doing research. Where's that information going? And again, I come back to the people around the table using paper, right? Look at all the content being produced here, but it's not in a shareable form. So, if the desire and intent is to have greater information production and sharing take place, then the mechanisms that allow the production and sharing of this information to take place within the scope of other activities is the approach. And now that gives you a strategy. Still doesn't give you tactics, but that gives you a strategy. And so I would be looking at, and there's going to be all kinds of internal things, right? Because, you know, the internal corporate culture is shared mold. We can't let the world see what we're doing. My life's an open book, hasn't hurt, actually. my mind, it's kind of helped. I think it's helped a lot. All I've done over the years is just share my reading and my thinking.
Right.
And just in the process of creating it, just a couple simple things over and above that, and it becomes available to the world. This would be huge for me. So, I mean, there's going to be a business, social kind of hurdle you have to get over, and that hurdle is contained in the word publishing. And it's, you know, got to get away from the idea that this is something special, it's got to be a certain special high quality or things like that, because, you know, the highest, you know, it doesn't matter how high quality something is when there's none of it.
So, George, can you think about the question in terms of how much time it takes you to do that? And I'm not talking about the whole building as it is now, where you're going to do it, but when you were kind of like starting, I'd say it takes me the same time now as it did then, because I still use pretty much all the same systems. I've added a little bit since, but it has always taken me about an hour to an hour and a half to do all day.
But what that has always been the time that it takes for me to do things like read my email, read some websites. In other words, this is the time it always took for me to do this work anyways. What one of the things that I've done deliberately is set aside, no matter where I've worked, set aside a certain amount of time that I call as I don't call it anything. I call it my time, but it's the time when I read my email. It's the time when I just tootle around on websites for no apparent reason. It's the time when I might sit and read a book. I take a certain chunk out of my work day, and this is the time for receiving information. And you have to do that. Because if you're not doing that, then you're working without knowledge. And it doesn't matter how productive you are, you're being productive at the wrong thing. So I take that time, and I insist on that time. And now, strictly speaking, my job is almost entirely that time. Although NRC does like me to be productive, they just don't tell me how. So that kind of works well. And so basically, my email and other reading time is my writing time. And that may seem odd, but that's what happens. So it's very rarely the case that I produce oil daily outside the scope of what I would be doing anyways. And that's what I've always told people. You know, I would be doing all this reading, all of this note-taking anyways. You know, and again, that's why I come back to it again. No computers. If I was at this meeting would produce oil daily for me. Right, because I'd be getting links, I'd be getting ideas. I've already gotten a bunch of them because I'm sort of the one talking here. I haven't really been able to do anything. Also, I don't have wireless access. But you know, I would just save it in Notepad anyways. But I mean, that's the way it works. So how to get these people, you know, producing things? Get them into the information age. Get them capturing the work that they're doing as they do it, and capturing it in a different format, capturing not in the analog paper or pencil format, but in a digital format, so that it can be shared, can be. I look at, I mean, any idea that people talk about IP all and that? Any idea how much the content of all your papers here is worth right now? It's just, and yeah, you're going to waste it. You can put it in the shelf, you'll never see it again.